Okay, good evening, everybody. Mordechai Plotzker here. Welcome. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Tonight's Parsha Shir is on Mishpatim, and we're looking very much forward to the Shabbos. A couple points just to consider and think about. Number one, why does the Parsha open up with slavery? A Jewish slave, as someone who stole something, gets caught, gets sold into slavery, and he's there for 6 years, and then afterwards he has the opportunity to be set free. But there's a chance that he will be interested in moving on and becoming an independent beacon of light onto the nations, or he might just decide to stay where he is, in which case he would be retracting. He would be regressing. Why, Eliana? Why? Because he's been given this opportunity to see what life could be like. And instead of going into a prison where there are hardened criminals and you come out much harder in your resolve to commit more crime, as opposed to rehabilitation, the ultimate form of rehabilitation is residing within a Jewish home and seeing the majesty of Shabbos and the owner giving up his mattress or his pillow or his blanket. Especially on a cold night like tonight, you would imagine something like that happening. And yet, that is the true essence of rehabilitation in the Jewish way. But the question still begs itself: why do we open up with slavery, and not something such as kiddushin, gerushin, yibum? There's shemitah, Shabbos. There's so many things to discuss that are discussed in later parshios. Shabbos, for example, is repeated throughout Vayakel Pekudei. In the beginning of a Yakel, I should say, but most Shabbos is a core of our religion, and that's the question. So the answer that's offered by the uncle of Beit Yosef is that God is most concerned with the weakest link among us. That you would think that a slave is not something that should take precedence. In fact, it does. And this is very similar, I think, to the concept of the Masorah, where the one who is afflicted because he had spoken Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Moshe Shemra, has to seek out the Kohen, who is the highest level stature of the people. And the two of them work together to identify and to resolve the issue of the Masorah, in which case it could be that the person is sent out of the camp. And he has to stay outside the camp, much like Miriam had to do, until he is fully healed, and then he's welcomed back into the camp. So there's a recognition, and then there is a form of dealing with the situation at hand. And so that dealing with the situation is often interacting with the highest level individual within our ranks, the Kohen. So that's point number one. And actually point number two is that this is emblematic of this week's Parsha, where the slave might decide not to be set free, and in which case his ear is pierced. Why? Because Rashi says the same ear that heard Matan Torah, Anoch Hashem Lokecha, Lo Yelecha Lokim Achirim Aponai, is ignoring this and becoming somebody who is closely related to lack of independence. And it's that lack of independence that we also have to take note of. The second idea to think about at the Shabbos table is in the South and elsewhere, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth and a foot for a foot, all of these things are secular in nature, because as the Grub brings down, just because someone intentionally knocked out someone's eye doesn't mean that the punishment should be the knocking out of someone else's eye. This is not a reciprocal type of punishment. Rather, the Gemara Bava Kama talks about nezek, tzar, ripoy, shevas, boshes, the damage, the pain, the time that a person needs to heal, the healing process itself, and the embarrassment that a person has as a result of losing a limb or an eye or things like that, is something that only a judge can determine what would be the just punishment. So if we look at ayin and we take the next letter of ayin is pei, the next letter of yud is chaf, and the next letter of nun is samach. If we move around these letters, we get kesef, which means there's a monetary obligation for an individual to compensate the one who was damaged. And we bear this in mind because this is how justice in the Torah way is adjudicated. It is not adjudicated or is not found in a mob mentality where everyone, you know, takes business and takes the law into their own hands. This is not an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. This is the sad loss of a limb. However, it is compensated by the damage penalty that a judge has to determine for the suffering and for the pain and for the repair and for the lost wages. All of these things factor in to how the monetary punishment is determined. And that should suffice as a sufficient deterrent to anybody else who decides that this is a cute thing to do. When it's not, clearly this is something that needs to be moved out of the open genre of this discussion because there is no place. We do not speak of eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We speak of bringing this person to Beis Din and having the Beis Din adjudicate and determine what is a just punishment on a monetary basis in order to fully compensate the victim. So those are two critical points to consider for the Shabbos table. Just to recap, again, we can ask our children, you know, when we write something, we always want to ask ourselves, why are we opening up with this line of reasoning or argument? Why does the Torah begin with the discussion of Jewish slavery? And we answer that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much considered with the weakest link, because that weakest link could become the strongest link. After a person is rehabilitated and goes through 6 years of seeing Shabbos candles being lit, Zmiras at the table, Divrei Torah at the table, felicity at the table where everyone gets along with one another. Yes, it is possible for everyone to get along at the Shabbos table. And, of course, to the willingness of the Baal HaBayis to give up his pillow, blanket, mattress, especially on a bitter cold night like tonight, that is so impressive to this thief, and that he will see this and then he will want to raise a family of his own in the same way. That is what we call full rehabilitation. And that is the impetus by which a person can become a beacon of light onto the nation of Israel and the world at large. Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best from Elizabeth, New Jersey. Thank you all for joining us. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Parshas Mishpatim.